Whoa, sir,
get on the ground.
Hold up, sir.
I told you to stay. Get your ass is down on the ground.
We've all seen videos of racially charged incidents that spread across social media like wildfire. But it can be hard to get a complete picture from a snippet that often starts after tensions arise. That's why four black men, all teachers in Philadelphia, talked about their experiences of being racially profiled at a panel discussion this week. Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall spoke with them, and they shared two of their stories with Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Okay, so we're going back in time a few weeks. It's Father's Day, and Benjamin Slater is in
his favorite place, Dorney Park.
We get to the park, we pay, we walk through the park, we're talking, we're taking pictures. We get on our first ride of the day.
He has this series of rides that he likes to go on. Apparently, he's been to Dorney Park lots of times, and he likes to go on the steel, what's it called?
It's Steel Force. It's okay. It's like my favorite roller coaster.
Is it?
Also, yeah.
Well, that's what he likes to do, go on the Steel Force roller coaster.
And literally, as soon as we get off the ride, armed Dorney Park patrol approaches me with his hand on his gun, telling me that I fit a profile and description of someone that was going through purses and bags. I kind of thought that it might have been a prank at first, like the first few minutes, because it was Father's Day, and maybe like my girlfriend and my mentee were like setting me up to like give me like some present or something, like, you know, maybe get me like fake detained and all of a sudden like pop out with like, you know, this cake telling me that I'm the greatest person on earth. But
then he was escorted to the security office by this armed patrol person. And, of course, you know, he did not agree with what was happening to him. And he protested it, I'm sure. But a cop was in the security office. And when it was all said and done, he was let go. But he was also given a citation
for causing a public inconvenience and banned me from the park for 6 months.
Wait, he was banned from the park for 6 months?
Yes, he was banned from the park for 6 months. Yes.
What for?
You would have to ask Dorney Park Patrol in South Whitehall Township. I patronized Dorney Park on Father's Day in a small group. Like I said, my girlfriend, my mentee and his girlfriend. And, you know, we were there to just enjoy Father's Day. So, that's really a question for them. I really have no idea.
You know, I don't want to say what he did. He was probably defensive, of course, as I think probably plenty of people would be in that situation. He had just gotten there. And so he has since filed a lawsuit.
Okay, we're going to put Benjamin's story aside for a moment and talk about Ishmael Jimenez. And this happened really recently, right?
Yes, it did happen recently. Ishmael Jimenez is a teacher, and he is married and has four sons. The youngest one is 3 years old.
We went to see the new Jurassic World movie on opening night at the Cinemark at 40th and Walnut. My wife, my four sons, and two of their friends. During the movie, there was loud beeping noise during the film from the beginning. At first, we even thought it was part of the beginning of the film. It was kind of like like if your car, you know, when your seatbelt's not on, or when you need to replace the battery of a fire alarm.
Okay, okay, come on. Okay.
So he went to talk to the manager, who he said was pretty dismissive. And the manager said that he would check on it to give it 20 minutes and it should be fixed.
And at that point, we're like, okay, we need to get our money back. So we got up, we brought our 3-year-old son with us and went to the front where the same person, the same manager who told me he would handle it was there. At this point, we tell him we want a refund because of the loud beeping. He gives us the refund. And then he tells us that we're not able to enter back in the theater.
Because the policy was they had to exit the premises. Well, their children were still in there. At that point, things started to escalate. And Ashley Jimenez, who is Ishmael's wife, took out her cell phone and started recording and told the onlookers start recording this because this is some mess, I think was her quote.
She goes into the theater to get the children, and at that point, the officer on site with the security guard kind of confront me and start, you know, basically saying, this is private property, you have to leave the premises, you can't do this, you have to listen, that type of thing. And I'm going on and on, like, this is your fault, I don't know what's happening, we're just going back in the theater to get our children. We were told we couldn't. And at that point, the manager comes down as 6 to 8 police officers are surrounding me. And when my wife comes out of the theater with the children, that's where that video begins.
Why does Ishmael think this was racial profiling? Is there evidence to support that?
Well, he says the manager was dismissive to him. He says that the police officer who was on the scene called him young man when it was clear that the police officer was younger than him.
And let's be clear here that we're talking about a black man talking to a white manager at the theater and a white police officer.
And a white police officer. And he also said that he and his wife were not given the benefit of the doubt that you're a parent and I'm a parent, and any parent would want to go get their kids, even if they had to be escorted by management to get their kids. But management immediately went to the mindset, he thought, that they were trying to get over on them, that they were trying to get back into the movie with their refund intact. And that's not what they were trying to do at all. They were simply trying to get their kids. And it's a level of dehumanization when people can't even see you as a parent who wants to retrieve your children, but only see you as somebody who's trying to pull something, a hustle on them.
These men came and told their stories at this event in the hopes, I assume, that people will think about them and that they'll make people aware that this kind of thing does happen. Did you get a sense that these incidents have changed them at all?
Well, you know, I can't speak for them. But what I can tell you is from my own personal experience of being racially profiled. And I mean, there have been numerous times in the department store, even working as a reporter, you know, my son has been stopped. My husband has been stopped. And I can tell you that those assaults on your dignity make you hyper aware of your surroundings when you go into predominantly white spaces. You know, you try to make sure that you do everything correctly, and it kind of takes away your freedom a little bit. It also gives you, I call it a healthy skepticism about how people are going to treat you. Of course, you want to think that people will treat you with dignity, but when it doesn't happen, then you have to be prepared.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you, Shai.